your Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come will there not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will be there? Will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. You enjoying the rain?
Yes.
I love it. All right, when it rains, we panic in LA, all right? But so we continue to thank God for the gift of rain, and of course, we hope and pray that everybody remains safe throughout this. Before I begin my homily, I just want to give you a brief update on our church renovation project. If you look at the confessionals, you can see that we're doing a lot of work. They've installed the dooring, and they continue to do work in the inside. So we'll have three confessionals available for your use. So if you want to be the first sinner to go in there, let me know, okay? So hopefully within a month, we'll be able to be using those again. And if you look over here, that's where we continue to be doing the retrofitting part of it. That door remains closed. It probably will be, to be honest, throughout the rest of this calendar year. We've done a lot of work in our church bathrooms, so we hope by Christmas those will be able to use those. And our sacristy continues to have a lot of work. So I thank you for your patience. Thank you for your generosity. And like I mentioned before, starting Thanksgiving Day, we'll be able to have all of our masses back in here, even our weekday masses. So we're almost there. So God reward each and every one of you. So I'm not going to be here next weekend. And the reason why I'm not going to be here is this Saturday is my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary. All right? Thank you. And I always say the highlight of that 50 years was May 3rd, 1979. All right? My birthday. But you know, when they started to plan this about a year ago, they said, made it very clear, we don't want a big thing, we just, you know, immediate family. Okay, so the number was 30, as of last week, it was 140 people. Right? And they could do whatever they want. It's their 50th anniversary. And I have to say, as a priest, I'm looking forward to this. I mean, what an honor for me, right? As the son to preside at their 50th anniversary Mass. And everybody has a role in it, of course. Everybody's pitching out to make sure mom and dad say, have a great celebration this Saturday. It's going to take place at my home church where I grew up, St. Margaret Mary in Lumita. Most people don't know where Lumita is. Lumita's near Torrance, San Pedro. So it'll be very special to be back there where all the family events took place. So of course, you know, we've ordered the food. I'm going to go down on Friday to help my dad, you know, run around and listen to whatever my mom's orders will be, right? The day before. And you know, everything is set. My brother's coming into town from Texas on Friday, and all was going smooth. But you know, when things go smooth, that's when we often get unexpected surprises or blessings, do we not? And it came this past week. My older sister called me, and she said, well, I have some good news and I have some bad news. I said, okay. She says, the good news is, if Kenny and Mason, my nephews, her sons, win their football game this Friday, they're going to play in the CIF championship. I said, amazing. She said, well, it will be Saturday at 3 p.m. The Mass is at noon in Lumita, but they go to high school in San Diego. So can you imagine? My sister was panicked, and I have to say she was even nervous, afraid of the phone. My sister's 48 years old. She's a lawyer. She runs the show, right, in the family. And she said, well, can you talk to mom and dad about it? I said, no way. You got to talk to mom and dad about it. Not getting involved in that one. But don't we all get nervous and anxious and scared when we think we're going to disappoint somebody? Especially those that we love, our own family, those that we're closest to. So I told her, Michelle, mom and dad, they're going to support whatever decision you make. So I was waiting for the phone to ring, right? And it was my sister. And I said, how did it go? She goes, she was crying, but like tears of gratitude. She said, right away, mom and dad said, I want our grandsons to play in that football game. I want them to experience that. And we both shared how lucky we are to have our parents, because they've always shown us that love of God, that patience, that understanding. So what's going to happen is my sister, my brother-in-law, my two nieces. Remember, my sister has two sets of twins, okay? So the boys will be in San Diego. My sister, my brother-in-law, and my two nieces will be with us. Then after the Mass, she's going to drive down to San Diego, hope to make it by the second half, and then drive back up to join the rest of the weekend. But my friends, life is full of surprises. Sometimes these surprises are good. But sometimes God, in life, we're going to have to go in a direction that we never anticipated. And what our readings are reminding us this weekend is, it's very easy for all of us to be worried. And it's very easy for all of us to be anxious or afraid. And we're worried about what people are going to think about us. And Jesus reminds us very, very clearly today. He says, I don't want you to be anxious about anything. You belong to me. The battle's already been won. The victory's already been decided. And he's telling us today, do not be terrified. Do not be full of anxiety. Do not be full of worry. And in life, we can make all the plans in the world, but sometimes life events take over, and we can't control what comes our way. So what Jesus is telling us is that when anxiety comes into our hearts and our lives, to not run away from Christ, but to actually run closer to him. And what you're doing right now is the most important thing that you'll do all week. Receiving the Eucharist, praying together as a family, that is by far the most important thing that we could do for us, for ourselves. So that when we are anxious, we know that Jesus is with us always. And not only Christ, but all of us, the body of Christ, walking with each other, supporting each other. So we come to Mass. We could pray the rosary every day. The rosary is meant to calm us down. So as we meditate on the life of Jesus, we realize that he is with us always. We could read scripture, you know. Go come to adoration. Go for a walk, whatever it is. But I want you to hear this morning. I want you to believe this. God loves you unconditionally. God loves you so very much. And there's nothing to be terrified of the world. We know the outcome. Heaven is waiting for us. We are so blessed to know the outcome. Do you remember how stressed we all were over the World Series? I wasn't. I knew they were going to pull it off the whole time. All right? Remember how anxious everybody was? You know what, all this? We don't have to worry about the ending. Jesus has won. God willing, we'll be in heaven. But we're not there yet. So we have to keep on going. Jesus is also telling us today, and I love this gospel because he keeps it very real. He's telling us there's some mean people in this world. Not everyone's going to like you. People are going to criticize you, misjudge you. People are going to lack empathy towards you. People are going to gossip about you. But what does our Lord tell us? There's strength in silence. We do not need to respond to every single thing that we hear or read, but that's hard to do. Because my first instinct is not to be silent. I want to strike back. Because we're human, and we want to get back at them. But if people didn't like Jesus, not everyone's going to like his followers, my friends. And that's all of us. So our Lord is telling us this morning, stay focused on what's important. What does God see in your heart? Nothing else matters. Let's quit being so worried about impressing people and wanting to be popular. I want you to be holy. Holiness is the road to heaven. And finally, our Lord is up there in heaven with all the saints. They're cheering us on. And we hear this beautiful word today in the gospel, persevere. And let's be honest, even getting out of bed in the morning sometimes is hard, isn't it? We look at our calendars and think, oh boy. Especially, you know, it's the most wonderful time of year, but it's also the busiest, craziest time of year. Because it's easy to get overwhelmed. But remember, up in heaven, Jesus is cheering you on. He's telling each and every one of us today, keep on going. No matter how hard it is, it's all going to be worth it. His heaven is waiting for us. So let us not be so busy that we forget the most important thing that we have to focus on is heaven is waiting for us. So every day is a gift, my friends. Every day that we wake up, and it's up to us. We could live every day full of anxiety, fear, worry, and be miserable and make those around us miserable. Or we could say, Lord, even though it's hard, I know heaven's waiting for me. And that's why I'm going to keep on going, because it's all going to be worth it in the end. Amen? Amen? So what are you stressed about? What are you anxious about? What are you worried about? Are you still focused on what people are thinking about you? Let's bring that all to Jesus right now and ask him to give us peace.